8 police departments in Onondaga County will now have needle and drug drop boxes installed at their facilities. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it's part of the ongoing effort to fight heroin and opioid addictions.
Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says one of the reasons for the rise in opioid addiction seen across the country is the increased use in prescription painkillers.
People first get addicted to those pain medication, and when they're not available, they end up switching to heroin, which is easily available, cheaper, and very highly potent at this point.
There have been 46 heroin-related deaths in Onondaga County so far this year. More than half of those deaths were the result of heroin mixed with fentanyl, a more potent opioid. The number of deaths caused by the heroin-fentanyl mixture has almost doubled from 2015. But Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick says that is why this drug drop-off program is important.
You have been prescribed painkillers for maybe a simple operation. As a result of that, you might have numerous pills sitting in your medicine cabinet and you think they're just going to sit there forever. They are being, unfortunately, gobbled up by the children of this county.
Since the program started last year with just 2 police departments participating, more than 1,300 pounds of material have been collected. This Saturday is also the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, when narcotics can be brought and disposed at participating drug stores. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.